Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Back with us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we start with a not-so-happy story, and we're talking about Johnstown's baby Jax. Explain.
Yeah, baby Jax, his mom was accused of injecting an unknown substance into his feeding tube. He's a little boy who is facing this extremely painful skin disease. And so the mom was accused by prosecutors in Ohio, where the baby Jax is in Cincinnati's hospital, of endangering him. And she was in a courtroom yesterday, and she pled guilty to endangering the boy. Her name's Jessica Valak, and she now faces prison time for what she did to her little boy, baby Jax, who's now 4 years old and still at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital. Valak was accused of injecting an unknown substance into the feeding tube. Jackson is receiving treatment in Cincinnati for this rare disease called epidermolysis bullosa. It's a rare genetic disease. I think only a few hundred children in the whole world have this. Hospital workers became suspicious after Jackson got sick with diarrhea, and they looked to try to figure out what was happening and how to treat this, and the boy still was getting sick. Children with this disease are extremely susceptible to infection, and when the boy got sick with diarrhea, the multiple diaper changes due to that caused him great pain. He's very hypersensitive to any movement or contact. Jackson is unable to eat without the help of his feeding tube and cannot walk or speak. Throughout his life, his family has had to keep him almost constantly wrapped in bandages from the neck down. They wrap each finger and toe individually to keep them from blistering and fusing together. He's undergone some experimental bone marrow transplants. Seem to promise some relief. Family members have said they're not sure of exactly if that has happened. His mom, Jessica Valak, had fought hard to get Medicaid coverage for the roughly $1.5 million bone marrow procedure in 2012, and she eventually got funding from when state lawmakers got involved. There's no cure for this or treatment beyond the daily care. Baby Jax is now 4 years old. You know, his case has been chronicled in the local media. He's a sweet little boy, and it's just a real sadness here that his mom has been accused of intentionally trying to hurt him.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to dailygazette.com. Judy, we're glad you're back, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank